Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone-Garriott. And Sarah, always appreciate you taking the time to come on here and talk with me.
Thank you so much, Shaquan. I love the opportunity to get to visit with my neighbors in Dallas County.
Absolutely. And well, we got some things to go over. So we'll start out here with Senate File 146, or this is kind of being considered what's called the Taylor Swift bill, moving through the Iowa legislature to criminalize using automated software programs to bypass ticket purchases. Can you share how this bill came about and what kind of benefits you believe that it will bring to event goers?
So we're seeing a practice of bots just buying up the tickets, not just for Taylor Swift concerts, but a lot of performances that people want to go to, and then they resell them for a much higher price. And so, you know, it's mostly scalpers using these bots. It's really unfair. It's really frustrating for fans, and we're hearing a lot of complaints from folks. So Iowa is joining other states in trying to shut down that practice. So the bill discourages the practice by putting some accountability and some penalties for folks who are doing it. But it's really kind of an after-the-fact kind of thing. Ticket sellers, if they see the process happening, they can report it and start a process to prosecute. And the attorney general, if they're hearing complaints and they see evidence, they can pursue action as well. You know, I think it gets us some accountability, but these folks are pretty tricky and pretty crafty, and they're always innovating to not get caught. But it's a good move in the right direction. And so when I was speaking on this bill on the floor, I used a whole bunch of Taylor Swift references just because it resonates with a lot of folks who really wanted to see her concerts recently and then were shut out because of these bots.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. Also, the Senate Judiciary Committee recently advanced a bill that would limit Iowans' ability to sue agricultural chemical manufacturers for not warning users of potential health risks on its labels. So what is your stance on this issue?
So we often hear this issue being cast as a farmers versus cancer patients. So there's a bunch of radio ads that have been purchased. There's billboards going up. I mean, these are really being funded by Bayer, which is the primary target of some very recent lawsuits because of the product Roundup. And so lots of folks are being diagnosed with cancer, seeing the connection between this particular pesticide and their cancer risk, and there are class action lawsuits happening all over the country. And so Bayer is going to states and saying, hey, protect us from this liability. The thing is, rising cancer rates in Iowa are disproportionately impacting farmers and the folks who live in rural communities. We're seeing those numbers really skyrocket in those rural counties. And so the issue is really people versus corporate profits. And we need to, as a state, stand up for our people first. Bayer's fine. Bayer has plenty of money. I know they're concerned about their bottom line and their profits and their shareholders, but legislators here in the state of Iowa need to be concerned about people. And our people are experiencing a dramatic increase in cancers. Iowa is an outlier among states. We're going up when other states are going down in their new cancer diagnoses. And some oncologists are referring to Iowa now as the lymphoma belt, which is a really, really terrible nickname for us. And it's showing that we are moving in the wrong direction when it comes to health and safety for folks in our community. So I am really opposed to this legislation. I think a lot of folks in the community are. And there are other products on the market that are effective, that can do similar things, that actually might be better products. You know, we need to hold folks accountable if it's creating a problem for our community.
Again, we are speaking here with Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone-Garriott. And Sarah, as we continue here, always just like to ask, what kind of other bills are currently being worked on that maybe you're trying to push in the Senate?
Well, there's one thing that I'm really concerned about happening right now. So the governor talked in her condition of the state speech about funding child care initiatives. Okay, it's about time. We've been waiting for this. We need real investment in this effort because Iowa needs about 207,000 child care slots to really meet our need. So the governor has a bill, Senate Study Bill 1135, to fund the governor's child care efforts But the problem with this legislation is it's taking the money out of existing childcare initiatives. If we're taking the funding away from stuff that's already happening and benefiting our communities, we're not gaining anything. We're losing something. And these are important initiatives, initiatives like providing support for childcare providers so that they can attend to early childhood mental health, really important training and quality initiatives for those childcare providers. You know, so we can't sacrifice one thing. We just need to fund it. We need to put that money in. I filed a bill, Senate File 345, to address this just disastrous attendance policy that we pushed through in a budget bill last session. It's really hard on our schools. It's been hard on our families. I mean, my gosh, the legislation even came up in the condition of the National Guard speech. So it's even interfering with the ability of our National Guard to recruit and involve younger people in that important role. And so my absentee attendance policy really says, hey, let's leave it to the local schools to determine their own policy. And they just need to show the Department of Ed that they're working on it because they all know those different circumstances that they need to attend to because education doesn't look the same for every person. And there's a lot going on in people's lives and they need to respond appropriately. And then last thing that I could just continue to be concerned about is school funding. The Senate passed out a 2% funding increase, which is just not enough for our school districts. So at a 2% increase, that means it's below inflation. So again, it's not keeping up with costs at all. There's going to have to be cuts. And at 2%, half of our Iowa school districts, 159 districts across our state, will either have to cut their budgets because they'll have less money next year than they did this year. And that means cutting staff because that's the primary place that they can cut. That's what the state money is for, is people. Or they have the option of raising local property taxes. So when I talked earlier about a state government's been shifting the burden, the tax burden from the wealthiest to the middle class, this is an example of that where state government is not adequately funding our public schools, and so they have the option of raising property taxes to try to just maintain their budget for a year. And so that press puts that pressure on the local property owner to pay the bill when the state government is refusing to really invest like we should.
Absolutely. Again, we have been speaking here with Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trongaria. Sarah, really appreciate you sharing again your stance on all of those issues as they're all important. And as always, really appreciate you taking the time to come on and spread the word right here on Raccoon Valley Radio.
Thank you, Shaquan. It's such an honor to be able to visit with my neighbors and to serve. And so I'm always glad to hear from folks. Anybody can reach out anytime. I want to hear what matters to you.
Absolutely. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.